USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
All I can tell you today is I will tell the truth.
That's former advisor to and continued ally of President Trump, Roger Stone, as he prepares to go back to court today in Washington for a status hearing.
I don't possess any knowledge of any wrongdoing by the President of the United States.
Stone arrested earlier this month in connection with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe into Russian interference in the 2016 elections. He's pleaded not guilty to 7 counts of lying to Congress, obstruction of justice, and witness tampering. The U.S. is planning to pull out of a major nuclear missile pact with Russia, and the announcement's expected to come today from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He's expected to claim that Russia's been violating the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty anyway. It was struck back in 1987. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special. You'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker has announced that he's running for president. The former mayor of Newark, New Jersey, announcing a short time ago that he'll run for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination. And in announcing his bid to challenge President Trump, Booker says the nation needs to be able to see its leaders and, quote, feel pride, not shame. The 49-year-old Booker's been in the U.S. Senate since 2013. The biting cold that has crippled the U.S. Midwest and Northeast all this week is finally looking like it's about to relent. By late day today, temperatures will start to moderate. Chicago, which has been feeling wind chills of 50 below zero for days, will actually see temperatures rise to the 40s tomorrow, but plenty of damage has been done. The death toll stands at 21 people because of this Arctic blast. Remember, you can find us online, whatever the weather. We're at usaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A federal judge is tossing out a lawsuit that was brought by some unhappy New Orleans Saints fans who wanted to change the outcome of the NFC Championship game. The fans had argued that a blown pass interference call in the final minutes against the L.A. Rams did likely cost their team a Super Bowl berth. The U.S. District Judge has ruled in the league's favor, denying the plaintiff's request that she order the NFL to replay the end of the game. The Rams now, of course, will be playing the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl on Sunday. Al Chapo's lawyer claims his client is the ultimate scapegoat of a drug cartel, defense lawyer Jeffrey Lichtman, calling the accused Mexican drug lord a fall guy in his closing arguments before the jury yesterday, and stated his client was too broke and too busy hiding out to be the all-powerful drug lord that people have made him out to be. The jury will return on Monday to start deliberations. And the first woman to fly a tactical fighter jet has died. Captain Rosemary Mariner was the Navy's first woman to fly a tactical fighter jet back in 1974. She died last week at 65 after losing a battle with cancer. Tomorrow, the Navy says Mariner will be honored at her funeral service with a ceremonial flyover with only female pilots. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.